Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Well, let's go out to the River Islands guest line. I want a lot more on this because apparently Chris Cotillo, Red Sox beat writer, masslive.com, he has been covering baseball for years. He's at the park and just left the dugout in order to have this conversation with us. So, Chris, hello, welcome, and thank you so much for doing it.
Happy to. I like being called a beast rider. That's yeah. Better than beat, actually.
You know what? Let's stick with it. Can we do that for the rest of the
that
conversation? All right.
That's awesome.
Chris Cotillo, beast rider, masslive.com on Willard and Dibbs. We're going with it, Chris.
Sounds good.
All right. Okay. What do you know? What do you know here? And I almost feel like asking you, because it seems like it's being pitched to us this way out of Boston, whose side are you on, Rafi or the Sox?
Yeah, I'll give you the cop-out and say that I really do see both sides of this one, and I think the Red Sox were not good with their communication from the jump with Rafi on this situation. As I wrote yesterday, you know, it wasn't that Rafi never wanted to play first base or he never wanted to be the DH or he never was going to move. It's that if they were upfront about it with him, he probably would have done it, and he probably would have been good with it from the start. But his camp contends that they called and said, hey, don't believe the hype. We're not going to sign Arenado. We're not going to acquire Bregman. Or we're not going to flip those, trade for Arenado or sign Bregman. And you're our third baseman. You'll be fine. And then he gets to spring training, and they obviously bring in Bregman. And they call him into the office and say, we need you to DH. And he didn't like that. He didn't like that they were not up front with him. And that's where everything really went sideways. And by the time they asked him to play first base in May, he said, nope, you guys moved me once. You told me to put my glove away. You know, screw. And you don't see players do that very often. And you can argue all day that it was not the best thing you could do for the team. I would absolutely say that, watching the options they had at first, watching, you know, kind of the dark cloud that was brought over the Red Sox. But in a way, they brought it upon themselves. So knowing Rafi for as long as I have, covering him for the last 7-8 years, he is not a bad teammate. He is not a bad guy. He's a very happy-go-lucky guy who likes being kind of a running mate, kind of a secondary guy in the clubhouse in terms of leadership and all that type of stuff. In this situation, I think there's fault to be had on both sides.
How did this devolve into a breakup so quickly, where the owner has an alleged meeting with Devers and then at that point it's untenable and then he gets shipped out? Just how bad did that meeting go?
Yeah, that's a great question. That's one that still really hasn't been answered. In Red Sox world, oftentimes, the people making the decisions don't have to speak for those decisions, and that is a battle we fight every single day. John Henry hasn't spoken to the media since the Mookie Betts trade in early 2020, which is ridiculous and insane. Of course, he was the one in that meeting with Rafi Devers. Craig Breslow was not in that meeting, which I don't know why, in Kansas City, but then Breslow had to explain to us how candid and productive it was without having been in there. So I've always said, you know, Breslow must have had his ear pressed against the door trying to figure out what was being said between Henry and Devers. Devers that night and in the subsequent weeks didn't want to talk about it at all. But, I mean, the only thing we can possibly guess now is that he told them, no, I'm not doing it. And when the owner tells you, hey, we have designs on competing. I just spent all this money on Alex Bregman. I just gave up the farm to get Crochet. extended him, signed Walker Buehler, Chapman, signed a bunch of these young guys to extensions. The big three prospects and Anthony Meyer and Campbell are coming up. We're going to go all in, and we need you to play first. And you tell the principal owner who's signing your $313 million contract, no, figure it out, go do your job and find someone else. At a certain point, that's going to get to a point that it's an unfixable situation. And I think from that point on, it didn't get better. They were hoping that maybe Rafi would come to them a couple weeks later and say, hey, you know what? Enough with Abraham Toro and enough with Romy Gonzalez playing first. I'll start taking grounders. It didn't happen. And on Sunday night, he found himself on a plane here.
Chris Cotillo is with us. MassLive.com Red Sox beast writer is what we're going with today with Chris here on Willard and Dibbs 95.7 The Game. Chris, this probably won't surprise you. This is a little bit foreign of an idea, maybe to the Bay Area fan base. The fact that you cover the Red Sox and the Red Sox went to Seattle, but you came here. Like, I'm interested in that dynamic. What is the reason for that? What does that say about what Red Sox fans are feeling about Rafi Devers right now?
Yeah, I mean, it was a they're on a 10-game West Coast swing. They just had three in Seattle. They'll play three here over the weekend, and then three in Anaheim. And I was not on any part of the trip. We have three guys from Mass Live who cover the team. Chris Smith was in Seattle for us. Sean McAdam was doing San Francisco and Anaheim on the two back legs of the trip. And I was going to go to the AAA team in Worcester about 20 minutes down the road and write some features and have a slow week. That did not happen. When this happened on Sunday, we talked and basically said, this is a huge story. We need somebody to be, you know, at Devers' press conference. So I got on a flight Monday night, as did Pete Abraham from the Boston Globe. And the two of us are, you know, spend the week because, you know, they're here on Friday anyway. So, you know, we'll have Devers against the Red Sox on Friday and I'll cover that and then head home and Sean will cover it for us this weekend. But, you know, this is not something I don't know. I don't know if we would have done it, you know, in a lot of circumstances, but just, you know, the magnitude of this divorce, I think, is really what speaks to us. It's, this trade is not about the money. It's not about Kyle Harrison, Jordan Hicks, James Tibbs. It's not about, you know, in Boston, obviously, the Giants getting the big bat. It's about the Red Sox, you know, having a horrible, messy divorce with a star player and one they gave the biggest contract in franchise history 2 years ago. And I think it's a huge, huge, huge indictment on the organization, the dysfunction within it, all that type of stuff. And, you know, the goal here is to get Devers' side. We haven't been able to do that yet. He didn't say much about the Red Sox yesterday, but, you know, that's why we're staking out in the dugout.
Well, and Chris, I wonder what your reaction is to that press conference. Did it surprise you that he landed and said all the things to the Giants that he wouldn't say to the Red Sox?
It was in a lot of ways, and I'll explain why he did what he did. It was the verbal equivalent of a middle finger to the Red Sox yesterday. I don't think there's any other way you can possibly imagine that or interpret it. I don't think it's exaggeration to say that. I think people back home were absolutely stunned. And I think even those who were like on the Devers side of things, Red Sox fans, I think he lost a lot of them by saying they're the men in charge. I'll do whatever it takes. But as I said before, it's not that he wasn't unwilling to do first or DH or whatever they asked him. It's that he got here and the Giants have never promised him he'll be the third baseman of the future. And the Giants didn't tell him over the offseason that they were not trying to sign Bregman or get Arenado. The Giants and him have a clean slate. And so when he comes in and he sits down with Posey and Melvin and everybody yesterday, they say, hey, we'd like you to play first. And he says, all right, I don't know you guys, but I'll trust you. Sure. We don't have any background or any history. That's what you need. I'll do it. And I also think, you know, there's probably a tiny bit of self-reflection on, all right, you know, like that ended so badly. Maybe here, I'm not in a negotiating place. I'm not in a place of power to you know, make a stand. Or obviously, it's a horrible first impression for a team that just took on $250 million of your contract to come in and limit where you're going to play positionally. So I think Red Sox fans and the Red Sox at large are looking at that and shaking their heads just because he was so unwilling and so inflexible with them. Again, it's in communication. I had somebody very close to him yesterday say, it's not what you ask, it's how you ask it. And how the Red Sox asked him over and over and over and the way they communicated him with him was the reason it got so bad.
So do you think that that press conference yesterday will sway a lot of the fans who maybe were down on the franchise for letting him go, and now perhaps the fan anger might be directed more at Devers?
No, Boston fans have the capacity to be pissed off at everybody at the same time. So They're going to do that, and I think they already have. And, of course, those of us who cover the team for conveying the messages too. So, you know, I think, you know, I think there's – you can be mad at the Red Sox for not communicating well. You can be mad at Devers for, you know, the inflexibility and then rubbing it in by playing first base immediately here. And if he gets ready in 3 days and plays first base on Friday night against them, it's like, you got to be kidding me in the eyes of Red Sox fans. And I think that's a fair take. The overarching theme to me is they can't keep having dysfunction in the organization where they, you know, they don't have enough financial flexibility as a big market team, so they trade Mookie Betts for nothing, or they, you know, let Xander Bogaerts walk when they could have had him on a bargain deal, or all these other things that have happened over the last few years. It's just, you know, three general managers in the last 12 years. And when they hired Breslow, they had 15 people turn them down for interviews. Like, it's the Boston Red Sox. You got to be better. And I think that's where the real anger from fans lies, but there's plenty to go around for Rafi still too.
What's the impression of what the Boston Red Sox got back in this trade? And is there a sense that, you know, they probably should have waited a little bit longer to get more of a haul for this player?
Yeah, I mean, I think fans are not happy with the four they got. You know, the report yesterday, they wanted Eldridge. He would have fit them in a lot of ways. They have really, as kind of dysfunctional as they are, they have theoretically long-term solutions at a lot of spots because they have a lot of prospects just coming up and too many outfielders, and they have, you know, Meyer and Campbell as infielders who are rookies. First base is a place where they could use some help because Kristen Casas just had a gruesome knee injury, and it's kind of questionable if he'll ever be, you know, a guy who can play full-time again as young as he is. So Eldridge would have been perfect. That's what they wanted at the beginning, according to reports yesterday. They didn't get him, so they got the package that they did. I think fans look at it and say, that's it. That's all you got for Rafi. But I think the way you have to look at it is this. In the trade for the Red Sox, they got five players back. Player A is $255 million of payroll flexibility.
Yep.
And then the other four guys are what they are, as kind of B, C, D, and E in that deal. And now you can't judge the full return until they spend that money. If they don't, it's organizational malpractice and they should fire everybody. But we'll see how they do it, whether it's they go on the trade deadline and they take on another big deal from a team that's, you know, willing to make another seismic move similar to this one, whether it's they give a big extension to Bregman. Remember, his deal is really a one-year, you know, $40 million deal deferred with opt-outs. Maybe they get to July 31st and there's a big star on another team who's available and they're able to take that on. They need to. They have the flexibility to do that now. So, you know, how they fill, not necessarily Devers' spot in the lineup, but the commitment in terms of dollars, I think, will really be the story of what they got back. Plus, you know, I think they do think Harrison has some upside. Hicks is a guy they wanted to sign before he came here anyway. And then Tibbs, you know, the first-round pick last year, get him in the organization, see what you have.
Chris Cotillo is with us. He's at the ballpark getting ready for the game tonight, masslive.com, covering the Sox. We appreciate him here on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Chris, one thing we haven't gotten, and I don't think we ever will, are the thoughts from inside the Red Sox clubhouse. And here's why that's important to me. It feels like a little bit of a smear campaign has gone on, and now you're starting to hear, oh, actually, Rafi was a bad clubhouse guy. This was a cancer to the team. And I figure the only way we really would know that is if that's how the other players felt. So here's a question that I wanted to throw at you. And let's use the Sox best pitcher. Garrett Crochet, you give him a baseball and send him out to the mound. You put Devers in the left-handed batter's box, and you put John Henry in the right-handed batter's box. Which one is he throwing at?
Rafael Devers didn't just give Garrett Crochet $170 million a month ago. So by default, I think Devers probably gets it. But to answer the question, I mean, I don't think that Devers was disliked, hated, any of that. I think that it was unquestionably, I'm not going to call it a dark cloud, let's call it a gray cloud that lingered over and was kind of the elephant in the room in a lot of ways there, where something was amiss. That's the phrase that Craig Breslow used the other day, where, you know, you have this Rafi question and all the drama, and is the team on the same page as their best player? It was weighing on guys, you know, and in whatever way it was. You know, I heard from some players who said, you know, I stand with Rafi. They kind of screwed him over. They jerked him around. They shouldn't have done it the way.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Where they did, other players were giving him the side eye and saying, hey, like, we need you to play first. Like, what are you doing? Pick up a glove. We can't have these guys who are out there doing that every day when you could definitely do it. So I think there was guys on both sides of it. It's not like any of them were going to go on the record with it because you're either ripping your team or your teammate. I wish they would. That would be great for business, but it just wasn't the case over the last couple weeks or a couple months. I think, you know, the one thing that the Red Sox have said and the one thing that they're big on in terms of getting the message out the last 3 days is they didn't want what they think are three blue chip players and maybe more than that. They have four rookies in the starting lineup right now, the catcher, the third baseman, the second baseman, and the right fielder, including some very blue chip prospects. They didn't want those guys coming up in an environment where they looked around and said, yeah, this is okay. You can disobey and you can just do what you want. You get your big deal and you run to the beat of your own drum. Was Raffy going around to those guys and poisoning the well and telling them, hey, you know, screw the Red Sox, like, watch out for yourself. Never trust these guys, anything like that. I have my doubts about that. There's been a little reporting about that, and I have my doubts about that reporting too for various reasons. But I do think that they didn't want those guys coming up in this environment where things were off, and they felt like they were walking on eggshells because Devers was a sourpuss, as Ken Rosenthal put it yesterday, and he was running to the beat of his own drum and not doing what was best for the team. And so they cleared him out. You know, I think this was about the divorce more than anything. As I said, the return secondary, the money secondary, every other piece of it. And, you know, the Red Sox, to their credit, they won 2 out of 3 this week, you know, with a lineup that looks terrible on paper in Seattle. So, you know, I think there's some guys that are probably like, huh, I can't believe they traded our best player in June 15th after we'd just gone on a really good run, had a really good week, and swept the Yankees. I think there's other guys who say, well, you know, we can relax a little bit. We don't have this hovering over us anymore. So I think it's probably a split camp.
Chris, what is your take on the way Buster Posey and the Giants played this whole thing in terms of holding on to Eldridge and the player they just got in Raffy?
It's what big market teams do. You know, taking a risk and taking on a big deal. It's kind of basically a free agent deal where the guy didn't have to agree. Obviously, there's been some issues, you know, landing that high-paid player here, and that's been well-documented, obviously. They've obviously gotten a couple high-paid players here in the last couple of years. But, you know, I think it's one of those things where, you know, he is a guy that is going to hit no matter what. And you can really kind of pencil him in and know he's going to do that no matter what's going on. And to his credit, with all this stuff going on and with all the drama and everything happening, he had a 905 OPS and led baseball in walks and like was having a really good year before he got traded. And so, you know, I think that it's what big market teams do. They took a risk and they were able to kind of, I think, in a way, capitalize on, you know, the Red Sox misfortunes here where, you know, if you're a Giants fan, you can. I always say fans shouldn't be mad about, you know, owners spending money. There's enough of it. They'll figure it out. You know, I don't think Giants fans are too beat up about the four guys that were traded, right? Like, that just seems to be if Red Sox fans aren't happy about them, I'd expect it would be, you know, the shoe on the other foot. And from everything I've seen, it looks like a great fit in the middle of that lineup. So he's going to hit. He's going to be good. People are going to like him. I think they capitalized on the fact that the Red Sox were in a tough spot. But, you know, this trade has a chance to be a win-win for both teams in the end.
Chris, great to have you, man. Thank you for the time, for jumping in. You truly are a beast writer.
I appreciate it.
All right, there he goes. Chris Cotillo, MassLive.com, covering the Sox.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.